Hello.
Good morning, is this Mr. Hogg?
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Hogg. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
Not my day. Aye.
That's good. Mr. Hogg, just for data protection, sir, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
5 Loganley Drive, 87 6LS.
Yep.
Date of birth 11/57.
Perfect, Mr. Hogg. Thank you very much for confirming that. And just to inform you as well that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sir. So I just thought I'd give you a little bit of an update as to where we're at the minute. And I just need some, I need an additional document from yourself. So where we're at the minute is we have sent off a request for your records.
Uh-huh.
One of the responses we've got back from Edinburgh City Council is that they do require... potentially, if you do have a driver's license, passport, or birth certificate, in order, obviously, for a credential proof of identification on how they will access your archived records. Are you able to provide that information at all?
No, because my passport's out of date. My driving license, I've just sent back away for it. I don't know when that'll come back because I had the old paper one, eh?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't driving for a while, Ken. So I've sent away for my new driving license. When that come back, I've not got a clue.
Ah, okay, fair enough. What about the birth certificate? Do you have one at hand at all?
I've got a birth certificate, but that's in the house. I'm not in the house at the moment.
That's okay. Obviously, whenever you are back in the house and are able to get a hold of that document, just send it through to ourselves and we can provide that document over to Edinburgh City Council and in order to obtain your records.
Uh-huh.
Do you have our email address at all?
ThomasHogg7@yahoo.com.
Okay, just bear with me. So the one that we've got here is we've got tamhogg007@gmail.com. Do you not use that one?
No, I'm me. ThomasHogg7@yahoo.com.
ThomasHogg7@yahoo.com.